Words of Allah, pure and true, lightening paths we're walking through.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madinah channel, mashallah, عز وجل Welcome back to another blessed episode of ours, our Ramadan series, our series related to the Quran. The name of the series is Our Quran. Today's topic, mashallah, azza wa jal, is one that Allah azza wa jal has addressed with unusual severity. Is sin described as a declaration of war against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. A sin that destroys societies, it breaks up families, it collapses entire economies, it shatters a person's mental well-being, and it removes all barakah from amongst a person's health, wealth, sustenance, etc. But just before that, my dear viewers of the channel, let's listen to one of the virtues of reciting salawat upon the noble messenger, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam has stated, "Man salla alayya salatan wahidatan sallallahu alayhi ashra." That he who recites salat upon the noble messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam, just once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall bestow 10 blessings upon that person. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers, the series is Our Quran. Within the series, mashallah, we learn about the glorious Quran. Some of the topics discussed within the glorious Quran. And today, inshallah, we shall hear about various verses, of course, from the glorious Quran pertaining to the topic, what? Riba. Yes, the Quran and riba. Riba is something many of us have heard. Ooh, riba. Riba is bad. Yes, riba is something which is not good. Oh, Muslims, no. Stay away from riba. It's one of the worst things. Yes, definitely. One of the worst things we can partake in. Riba. What is riba? Riba is any guaranteed, predetermined increase in, you can say, a loan, whether it's small or if it's large. For example, if you was to give somebody £100 and you were to demand that when you return the money, you must return £110. £10, £101. £100 and one pence, anything which is extra, even a single pence which is extra, that will be considered riba. كُلُّ قَرْضٍ جَرَّ نَفَعًا فَهُوَ riba. Every such loan that brings about any sort of benefit, this is riba. So many views of Madinah, whatever the loan may be, to whomever it may be, whether it is given, whether it is taken, riba is something which you can say is not just impermissible within the religion of Islam, but this is something which has been condemned with such severity, which is unprecedented, which we have not heard of such admonition for any other act. Islam, we have the Islamic system. The Islamic system is beautiful. The Islamic system, you invest, you trade, you, of course, you make profit, but we do not exploit others. especially when others are in need. Alone in Islam is an act of mercy. It's a kindness. It's a favor. Alone in Islam is not for business benefit. In riba, one man's difficulty becomes another's income. Islam prohibits this. Islam forbids, yes, such profits. And Islam teaches us compassion. Compassion for Muslim, non-Muslims. Compassion for those who are in need. Islam forbids exploitation. Taking advantage of others who are in need. They need the money. So, oh, you need the money? I can benefit from this. No, my dear viewers. Islam prohibits riba with such severity. Allahu Akbar. You can say this, John, like it's stated, if the verses of the Quran were revealed, if the Quran was revealed to a mountain, that mountain would turn to dust. This verse of the Quran is so terrifying. It truly is so terrifying. And it's something which we have never heard of any other verse, of any other misdeed, of any other sin. And this verse of the Quran pertains to what? It pertains to riba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, فَإِن لَمْ تَفَعَلُوا فَأَذَانُوا بِحَرْبٍ. Imagine that. If you do not desist from this, speaking of riba, if you do not desist, then فَأَذَانُوا, then be informed. Of what? Of a war. Yes. Of a war from Allah and His Messenger. Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. This is the only sin within the Quran, within the entire Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I declare war against you. Allah and His Messenger declare war against you. Not for drinking alcohol, not for adultery, not for theft, all major, huge sins. Not gambling, not murder even. But riba. Why? Because riba, this destroys society within, you know, within its foundation. Riba, this not only creates poverty, but increases poverty. It increases desperation. It truly does. All riba does is transfer wealth from the poor to the rich. This is what it is, the system of riba, because those who are in need are mostly the poor. Those who can give, generally they're rich, they have enough to give. So what are they giving? They're just giving so much more that the lender, the taker, is having to just give so much extra money, which is digging at his poverty so much more. It is only leading him deeper into poverty. Riba makes the rich richer and it makes the poor poorer. Allahu Akbar. Not only this, how does it affect families? Of course, it causes the breaking up of families. It makes a civilization, it increases their greed. That's what it does. And sadly, those who are suffering, well, of course, it's only the poor. And the poor were, well, first they were poor, now they're just trapped. This is how they are. Now they are trapped. My dear viewers, and riba, it destroys compassion. It destroys mercy. It removes barakah from a person's wealth. Yes? Riba, when there's riba, there's no such thing as kindness. Kindness just becomes cooperation. No. Do you deal in riba? If you deal in riba, interest, usury, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares war against you. Imagine standing on the Day of Judgment. You have nothing, completely powerless. You have nothing, you have no wealth, you possibly not even clothed. You have no power to do anything. You stand in the court of Allah, and you are somebody whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a declaration of war against you. Do you think you are going to have an army to save you? Do you think you can call a lawyer to come and defend you? What excuse would be accepted on that day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-seeing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-hearing? You have taken advantage of the poor bondsman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have trapped the poor servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes. How will you stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment? My dear viewers, the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the laws of Islam, are laws filled with mercy. Riba is something which is evil. It is filled with evil. It is filled with cruelty. Yes, it is filled with what? With cruelty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states within the glorious Quran, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَا وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He destroys riba, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases charity, multiplies charity. Allahu Akbar. This is, you could say, a profound economic maxim, a rule, a profound truth. Because, you know, you can say, another way of putting this is what? Interest decreases wealth, charity increases wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroys interest. Meaning, interest, you know, there's no barakah left in your wealth. When your wealth has been tarnished, has been impurified, has been made filthy, its purity has been diluted with interest, that wealth ultimately decreases. Whereas charity, what does it do? It increases a person's wealth. It said that economists today, they even say, and this is something you can say has only recently been discovered. Of course, the laws of Islam have been given to us 1400 plus years ago. That interest, this is proven, economists will say that interest increases inflation. It creates inflation, it increases inflation. It reduces purchasing power. Ultimately, it does. Where temporarily a person may think that it helps, but no. It actually reduces purchasing power. It increases debt. It does not increase wealth. Interest transfers wealth upwards. It does not transfer it equally. So interest is not economically beneficial. Not for the economy. It creates housing crises, recessions, the collapse of banks. Whereas if you were to consider charity, it creates circulation of wealth. It stabilizes economies. It, of course, it stimulates spending. But then there's the Islamic side to it. It brings about barakah. It softens a person's heart. It, you can say, reduces the disparity between the rich and the poor. It connects the rich and the poor. It brings them closer together. And remember, this is what Islam does. In Islam, when a person comes to pray in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a congregation, it doesn't matter if a person is rich or poor, if a person is a king or a slave. But when it comes to the congregation, they are standing shoulder to shoulder. Yes, that disparity, that chasm between the rich and the poor, that barrier is removed with charity, with the teachings of Islam. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers on Madani channel. At all costs, a person must refrain from riba. A system cannot be built upon riba. It truly cannot. A system built on charity, yes, this is what creates equality, dignity, communal respect and reverence and love. And of course, there is barakah. Yes, there is barakah in the numbers. It's enough to share for everyone. Yes, it is an opportunity of an increase of wealth for everyone. Increase in happiness for everyone. And if yours is a shocking narration when it comes to riba, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, Al-riba thalathatun wa sab'una baban. Riba, this has 73 doors, you can say, 73 levels. Aysaruha mithlu an yankiha al-rajulu ummahu. Allahu Akbar, just these words. Just these words. The least of those levels is like a man committing incest with his very own mother. Allahu Akbar. Do you think indulging within the action, or if it's in wealth, then making use of that wealth can bring about barakah, can bring about happiness? Because that's why we require barakah. You know, barakah is really, really important, because barakah is what? One person can have 10 chapatis and it will still not satiate him. When there's barakah in something, he will have one and he will feel satiated. That's barakah. We need barakah, is what we require. Barakah is what we need. Yes? And then there's the, well, of course, it's the spiritual, but there's the psychological harm that riba also brings. The riba will not just harm a person's pocket. Riba, it will harm a person's soul. It will harm a person's well-being, a person's mental health, a person's family. Yes, why? Because when a person is in debt, there's constant anxiety. There is. There's fear of repayment. Will I be able to repay? Will I not? Yes, there's a stress over interest, which rises too, because interest doesn't just remain the same. Yes, over years, the interest is going to rise. It changes. It's not fixed. There's that stress, which leads to severe anxiety, depression. Of course, there's constant cycles of debt. And not just that, it could lead to marital conflict, where the, you know, one is constantly nagging the other. Sleeplessness, a person is not able to sleep. Panic, yes, when those bills arrive, a person is panicking. And then hopelessness, yes, my dear viewers. Families break down. People lose their homes. People lose their homes in which they are living, which they may have paid off. But due to the interest, they're not able to. They have not yet. And then suddenly, because remember, banks could just demand their money back anytime they wish. They have now lost their homes. The poor are constantly exploited. When homelessness increases, crimes increase. Yes, so crime rates have increased. Communities have now broken down. Yes, there's, of course, there's class division too. There's hatred building up in people's hearts. Hatred for the rich, hatred for bankers, for, you know, of course, which leads towards more crimes. And if you use some of the, those are, you know, if you're to look at the society, but then there's the spiritual harms. When a person is indulged in riba, can a person's du'as be answered? Yes. Is a person able to worship, or does worship become difficult and heavy for that person? A heart of a person which may have been soft has now been hardened. Yes. Good deeds, we no longer find sweetness in performing those good deeds. Poverty, there was poverty before. Now there's severe poverty. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers, Riba may give you temporary wealth, but it steals away at a person's peace. You may think, yes, it's filling my bank account. You know, I have all this money. But it does empty a person's heart. You may think, I've got a house. Having a house is not the same as having a home. Please do remember this. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the master may have changed. The chains around our neck may not be physical, but mentally, psychologically, they are still pulling away. They are still tightening, you can say, around our necks. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity, has commanded us, has instructed us, has given us a way to forever be freed of such chains. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the Islamic system is so beautiful, it's so perfect. Yes, Islam, of course, it doesn't ban wealth, but it bans exploitation, taking advantage of others. Take part in bay'ah. Yes, profit. Yes, invest. Yes, there could be partnerships. It could be leasing and rents and, you know, whatever, even thing like mudaraba, profit sharing, musharaka, if you were to have joint ventures, but not riba. Do not profit from another person's desperation. Yes? Do not take any benefits from a loan. Islamic finance is not backward. Some people may think it's backward. It is not. It is just so much ahead of its time. It is designed to protect people's lives, to protect people's homes, to protect people's families, to protect people's children, to protect our societies. Interest is used to protect banks. The Islamic system protects us, protects the people. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we had a few verses in relation to riba. Riba is one of the worst things we can partake in. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect every single one of us. And ultimately, the purpose of this is, well, turn to the Quran. Yes, learn more about the Quran. Read the Quran. Inshallah ta'ala, build that relationship with the glorious Quran. Make the Quran that which you, inshallah azza wa jal, regularly recite. Make it a friend of yours. And also, of course, do dua. Always do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, grant me, suffice me with that which is halal. Yes, keep me away from that which is haram. Allahumma ameen. If I've said anything wrong, may Allah ta'ala forgive me. That's all for today. Join us next time for more of our Quran. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Our Quran, words of Allah, pure and true, lightening paths we're walking through.